Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right. It is a rainy afternoon for many of us. You might be in the rain. Still raining in downtown New Orleans, but the heaviest rain has moved on. I don't know where it's gone, but it may have headed in your direction. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. See, we're already halfway to the weekend. The NBA championship continues tonight. All right. The Indiana Pacers stole one of the games. The series is tied 1-1. It goes back to Indianapolis tonight. I think it's 6:30. 6:30, 7:30. I'm not sure. It says 7:30. I don't know whether that's Eastern time or our time. It might be 7:30. Anyway, it might be 6:30, so check. I've been really following this. I'm for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I just don't like the Pacers. Can't explain why. It's 7:30. Okay, Ian is correcting me here. 7:30 Central, so that's cool. 7:30 tonight, OKC and the Indy Pacers tied 1-1. You know, I mean, I really hope the Oklahoma City Thunder steal one in Indianapolis, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Pacers win tonight. All right, we still have a lot to talk about. Senator Kennedy is saying, I think a lot of people need to pop a Zoloft. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Also, we'll tell you what time the No Kings protest is going to happen in New Orleans this weekend. Protest scheduled for all over the country. It's basically a protest against the idea of Donald Trump being king. And there are some people in this country who want him to be king. But there are a hell of a lot more, I think, who don't want him to be king. So we'll talk about that. I think it is ridiculous. And I just posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. Just posted a video on Substack about the ridiculous debate over electric cars. In general, this has been a debate about conservatives and liberals. Conservatives drive gas-powered vehicles. Liberals drive electric cars. This is absurd. There are conservatives, Republicans, who love their electric cars. Cadillac is promoting the 2026 Optiq V. It is supposed to be for the more affluent, younger person who has a vibrant personality, but it's for somebody who just loves cars. It's very fast. And if you still have this image that electric cars are slow and environmental friendly, so they don't go very fast, man, you are totally mistaken. My son has a Tesla, and that thing will pin you to the seat. So we're going to talk about this, but Roger, my friend from Perfume Headquarters and Logo Express, told me that he just got the new Cadillac Optiq V, and Roger joins us on WWL. Roger, tell me about the car.
I'm sorry, I did not. It's good. How are you? The rain is moving towards the West Bank.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, tell me that again.
I said the rain is coming towards me.
Really? You know what? I can see it's kind of dark over by you.
Right. Yeah. First of all, I correct you. I did not buy Optiq. I bought Vistiq.
Oh, okay. Is it similar to the Optiq?
No, it's a mini Escalade. It's a 7-passenger, okay. Similar to the size of BMW. X7 Mercedes GLS 450.
Okay, I was mistaken. I thought you bought the Optiq V from Cadillac.
I did buy Cadillac. It's an electric car.
Is it fast?
It's fast. But I must tell you this, Scoot. Cadillac is, and I'm not a salesman for Cadillac. I just bought one. I know a lot about cars. If you are going to buy an electric car, don't buy it. Lease it. Because you get $7,500 lease credit right away.
Okay.
And your payment is lot cheaper. Okay? Now, if you do buy an electric car and you plan to keep it for a long time, then you should buy it.
Love this, Roger, because, look, you sell perfume and cologne for less at Perfume Headquarters. You do screen printing and embroidery and all merchandise with logos printed on it for less at Logo Express. And now you're giving advice on how to buy cars. And you're a smart businessman. So look, you know, Roger's smart with his money.
Well, it's not that. You know, it's just I wanted a car to run around the city. And I love Tesla, but I don't like the way Tesla looks. It's like a plain box.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay? I love the Mercedes EQ. I love the Cadillac. And Cadillac is doing 5 different models of electric cars right now. What the future holds, nobody knows. But if you lease it for 24 months, you give the keys back and you move on.
Yeah. And you're a car aficionado. I mean, you know a lot about cars and you pay attention to cars. You're happy with the Cadillac, and it's electric, but it's fast.
It's very fast. And it gives you 300 miles to a charge.
Okay.
Now they have an adapter that you can go to any of those gas stations, any of the places, and you can use a Tesla adapter to charge any of the other cars.
Okay, that's good, because there are a lot of Tesla chargers around.
But you just buy the adapter,
yeah.
And my Cadillac dealership gave it to me, and I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know, people have this misinformed impression that electric cars are not fast, and, you know, they are fast.
They are a lot faster. It depends what model you buy.
Yeah.
Do your research, but do your research. And my numbers tell me that if you lease it, you will not. And people have a misconception of leasing a car. If you lease it and you decided that you love your car 24 months from today, you still have an option to keep it over for yourself and buy it out.
Yeah.
So just because you lease it,
yeah.
But one thing happens when you lease it, if you don't like it, you're not stuck after 24 months.
Right, right. And sometimes, you know, you get to the end of, a year or two with your car and you see another car on the road that you'd rather have. So, you go to the end of the lease and just turn it in, like you say. Hey, Roger, tell me a little bit about the Rolls Royce you bought.
No, I did not. Let's not talk about that. That was an electric car. That's for my business, for my different business that I own.
Okay, the Rolls is electric. So did you lease that?
As a matter of fact, I had a tax credit on it.
Okay.
So I bought that. It's a Rolls Royce Spectre, but it's for my business, S&S Luxury Rides.
All right, so tell me about the ride of the Rolls Royce. Is it really that distinct?
Well, why don't you come and borrow it one weekend and drive to yourself and let me know on Monday what you think about it.
Whoa. That would be amazing. I mean, I would just like to drive it around the block.
Well, what? I promise you, the scooter, I took it for a ride during Super Bowl. People thought I was the celebrity.
I bet so. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it parked in front of Logo Express. It's beautiful. Just beautiful. But listen, Roger, I appreciate you taking time. I know you have a lot to do, and I appreciate all that you do. And by the way, I've got to get with you because we've raised the money, and this has been partly my fault because I was gone and then back.
14, I want to let you know we have 14,000 sitting in escrow account.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, what charity you want to give it to, who you want to give it to, I'll cut you a check.
All right. I'm going to work out the details in the next couple of days for that. We've got $14,000 from selling the shirts, about the NOLA Spirit being strong, NOLA Spirit strong shirts to benefit the families of those who were killed and injured in the Bourbon Street tragedy on New Year's Day. And we've raised the money. We've got to get that turned over to the families, and we'll do that. Roger, thank you for your work on that, and thank you for all you do, and thanks for the information on the electric caddy.
And also, I want to tell you about Perfume Headquarters, what we got going on for this Father's Day specials.
Okay, go ahead. And you might as well tell us.
Well, hey, I'm paying for the spot, so might as well talk about
right.
it, right?
Of course.
All right. As we all know, Father's Day is on Sunday. Happy Father's Day to everybody. And I have gone crazy with some of the Father's Day special. I will tell you, to give you an example, and this is no bullshit, you can check it out to yourself. If the Creed Avantis sells for $4.95 in any of the department store, I have it for $306.90.
Wow.
Wait, what's the original price? $4.60?
$4.95.
$4.95, that's for Creed.
Yes, sir. Then I have a Creed that sells for Green Irish, which is famous. $4.70 is the list price. I have it for $329.
Okay.
And I guarantee you, go check that price. If anybody beats my price, I'll match it or beat it.
All right. And look, this is the stuff that professional athletes and celebrities wear. And I'll tell you, it's so good and so long-lasting that you're spending more, but you use less of it, so it lasts longer than your less expensive colognes. I'll tell you that.
If you love your father, he deserves it.
Yeah.
And you know I lost my father last year this time.
Yeah.
So this is the way. Then also I must tell you, we have a lot of gift sets on special for Father's Day, starting at $50. Normally sells for $100. I just sat on the air. I knew I was going to be on the air. I slashed the prices 40 to 50% off of list price. And please visit my website, and you be the judge and you be the jury for the prices.
Okay. Tell us again what's 50% off at Perfume Headquarters.
We have Jimmy Choo's Versace sets, Jimmy Choo gift sets for men, three-piece, aftershave, shampoo, and the body wash, and EDP or EDP,
yeah.
Complete beautiful set. Your father would love it. He would think you paid $150, $140. I have it for like $59, $69, different set, different prices. But I promise you, I have some great, great, great deal. And if you went online today, ordered it today, you'll have it by Friday. If you order by tomorrow, if it's a local delivery, UPS will deliver to you by Friday. And if you feel like you don't want to come and waste a lot of time, go on my website, place an order. When you get there, your order is ready for pickup.
All right. Perfume Headquarters at 2034 Woodmere, just off LaPalco. So you can go on the website and order it wherever you are. Well, especially in the area, you get it, tomorrow? And then if you're in somewhere, in some other city, you might even get it by Saturday. But if you're in this area, you're going to get it by tomorrow, certainly by the next day. And then great prices. And you can go to the website, perfumeheadquarters.com, and find
prices
out more.
Prices are amazing. Don't let this opportunity go by. I guarantee you and I promise you, I believe in my customers, I believe in loyalty, and please come and see Perfume Headquarters. You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, no, you won't be.
And these are just some of the items I told you.
Yeah.
Everybody don't need to spend $200 on a Creed or $300.
Right.
We got stuff for $20. We got stuff for $30. We got stuff for $40.
Oh, it's good stuff.
We got everything for your budget.
Yeah, it's good stuff too. Roger, I appreciate it. Always great to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you to my listeners. I am what I am. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am.
That's right. And Roger's losing money, but he's making friends. So go make friends.
Nobody ever said it's easy to make a living.
Yeah.
So you got to go and earn for it.
That's right.
And I appreciate to all my customers, whether it's a Mardi Gras apparel, whether it's a Logo Express, or whether it's a Perfume Headquarters. I appreciate everything to every one of my customers.
I know.
God bless them all. Thank you for your support.
All right, Roger. Roger's amazing. He really is. Roger, thanks for being with us. All right. If you want to join us with a comment about electric cars, I would love to talk to anyone who is a Republican, conservative, and drives an electric car. Because I want to bring an end to this ridiculous debate about electric cars. And I mean, I have known people who think electric cars are for liberals. And it's ridiculous to do anything with electric cars. It's ridiculous to do anything to benefit anybody who wants to buy an electric car. I mean, this is America. You should be able to buy whatever kind of car you want, and you shouldn't be criticized for driving an electric car. And there are some electric cars that are really, really hot. All right, do you drive an electric car, and are you conservative? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. 1-870. I would have to say that of all the Beach Boys songs, this is my favorite. We are remembering Brian Wilson, who passed away at the age of 82, really just following Sly Stone passing away at the age of 82. Brian Wilson had many things that haunted him. He dealt with depression. He just could not deal with being in public and locked himself in his room for a couple of years, was brought food and everything for that period of time. He got help. And, I would recommend the movie Love and Mercy. If you're looking for a movie to watch tonight to kind of remember Brian Wilson, rent the movie. You could find it almost anywhere, I'm sure. Love and Mercy, starring John Cusack. They do a really good job of dealing with some of the demons that he fought. And I remind you that when a Beach Boys song came on, you knew it was the Beach Boys. At a time when pop rock was, yeah, 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 ho, 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 ba, ba, ba. There weren't a lot of harmonies involved. Some, but not a lot of harmonies. But the Beach Boys had a distinct sound that featured a lot of harmonies. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On the SOTA calendar, this song was released on this day in 1976, and I remember being at the radio station as a young DJ, and this song comes in. I'm going, all right, man, let's hear it for the white people. Yes, white people can play funky music, too.
Man, this album artwork.
Oh, the album artwork is awesome.
Pretty suggestive.
Yes, it is.
Looks like... Well, you know, you can go Google it.
Yeah, well, let's say there's cherries involved.
Yeah. Yeah. If you kind of look at it sideways.
You see, because back in those days, man, I was like, I was picking up the album out of the rack and taking the album, the vinyl, out of the cover and putting it over here on the turntable and queuing it up and getting it ready. And then I would talk and then, you know, it'd be all ready to go and just hit the button and the song starts.
So in your producer years, would Bob, you know, say like, hey, see if you can find this thing real quick. And then you'd have to reach over to the record bin and like pull something out and try and put it on, try and find the right track.
But when I say I was Bob Ruby's producer, it was my first job in radio. I mean, I really was the person who read the newspaper, cut articles out of the newspaper that I thought were interesting, answered the phone and kept the log.
Yeah.
You see, the commercial log is kept electronically by computers here.
Yeah.
We had to write down the time every commercial ran. And I promise you, Bob sometimes would not air all the commercials. And because he didn't want to get yelled at, he would just say, hey, put the times down. He says, you're young. They won't put you in prison for
you
long.
You cooked the books?
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
It's okay.
Yeah. I think there's
a statute of limitations on
this. Well, yeah. So. I mean, and look, I was under his command. I didn't, you know, I wasn't confident enough to be honest about it, but he would say, we didn't run a couple of commercials, but he didn't want to get yelled at by management. So he said, just write down the times, just write down some times there. And he said, he looked at me and he said, look, you know, you're young. They're not going to throw you in jail for long.
Nice. Thanks. Yeah. That's
it's reassuring, really reassuring.
Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I remember, I don't think I did it for very long, but I at least remember a couple times cutting out newspaper articles for Bob Del Giorno.
Yeah.
And I mean, just that was, you know, 20 years ago.
The funniest thing that ever happened on the air is I cut out an article about the Enema Bandit Champaign-Urbana, Illinois. Dude. This guy was going around the campus. I think it was the University of, I think it was Illinois.
Urbana?
It was some, yeah, I think it might have been like the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a university. And this guy was going around and he was breaking into co-eds' apartments and dormitories. And he was administering enemas to them and taking their pictures and then leaving.
That is horrible.
That's all he would do. But, I mean, this was like terrorizing young women. I mean, he did it a number of times. Yes, it's definitely, you know, breaking and entering in more ways than one.
Yeah, it was Urbana-Champaign. Yeah.
Okay, so, but the funniest thing came when Bob's reading the article and he gets to a point where this is the way it was written. It gets to the point where, a young woman wakes up in her dorm room and she sees a man standing there in her bedroom and she says, you must be the Enema Bandit. And it was just the way that it came out. And Bob just went into this uncontrollable laugh.
No.
I mean, like this figure arrives in your room. Oh, you must be the Enema Bandit.
Oh, it must be you.
Yeah, it must be the Enema Bandit. But yeah, this guy would go. I mean, but Jesus. See, back in those days, it wasn't like Fleet. I mean, he went in with the apparatus.
Oh, sure.
He went in with the bag and everything. And
my God. But
I mean, of all things to do to a... anyway.
People are sick, man.
Yeah, and they were sick back then. But that was the funniest story that I ever cut out for him to read.
Well, let's change the subject immediately, if you like.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. Hey, so look, so Senator John Kennedy... is talking about everything that's gone on the last couple of days and the videos and the images of protesters and looters and the armed guards, the National Guard, their rubber bullets and this burning car. And Senator Kennedy's on Fox News and he said, look, number one, I think those people need to pop a Zoloft and relax a little bit. I think the situation is especially complicated. You don't need to be. Oh, I don't think it's especially complicated. You don't need to be an astrophysicist to figure it out. We have a wolf problem in Los Angeles, and they're not peaceful protesters. They're wolves. And he said that California Governor Gavin Newsom is a sheep. He'll tell you, I'm a sheep in sheep's clothing. He thinks the cops are a bigger problem than the criminals. And on Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, Senator Kennedy says she's a sheep, too. More sheep is not going to stop the wolf problem, and the federal government needs to send in troops and stop the wolf problem. Senator Bill Cassidy from Louisiana is also weighing in on this, and he said that law and order is needed, and he appeared on The Hill, and it's a podcast that he's appearing on. He said in response to the questions about Trump sending in the U.S. military, he said, there needs to be law and order. You have to protect people, and you have to protect the agents. So at some point, you have to defer to people who have the facts. The president felt like that was the issue. On Hegseth's suggestion to take military presence further by deploying the U.S. Marines for 60 days, Senator Cassidy said that there is historic precedent, but not something he feels is necessary at this time. So Kennedy thinks the Marines are not necessary. I'm sorry, Cassidy thinks the Marines are not necessary. And Senator Bill Cassidy has always been one of the level-headed, moderate Republicans who is a really, I respect his thinking. I also respect his ability to diplomatically stand up to the president when he needs to. Cassidy goes on to say, I think it was 1968 during the Watts riots when Marines were deployed. That's not unprecedented. Back then, the problems were severe. But what I've seen so far is that that's not what's happening in Los Angeles. On the other hand, if it's needed to restore law and order, then sometimes things are required. But at that point, it should be dictated by facts on the ground. Clearly, it should not be done as a demonstration, alluding to the idea that President Trump is putting on a demonstration to distract from other things and to improve his image by sending in the National Guard. Do we have any texts from conservatives and Republicans who drive electric cars?
We have plenty of texts about electric cars, but I think only one is self-identified as a conservative. This text says, I'm conservative, and the only reason I don't have an electric car is because of the refueling time on long trips.
Yeah, that is a problem. I mean, you've got to map out your trip, and I understand that. But I thought that there would be more. I do believe that there are conservatives and Republicans driving electric cars. I wonder if some of them don't want to admit it, which would be sad because it means you've made the decision to buy and drive an electric car. You bought it because you like it. You're keeping it because you like it. But maybe you don't want to admit that. I wonder if that's the case, because I know there are conservatives and Republicans who are driving electric cars. We just haven't heard from any.
Here's a text that says, drive your electric car, but be very aware on long road trips when you can find charging stations. They're sparse in remote areas. Be prepared to wait while recharging. The public standard level 3 fast chargers are not fast, taking about 45 to 60 minutes to get back up to 80%. Too inconvenient for many.
Yeah, I think some of them may be quicker than that. I mean, I see people on Lake Avenue, which is, you know, close to my neighborhood at West End. There's a Winn-Dixie Lake Avenue and a Veterans Highway right there by the canal. And there are a lot of charging stations there. And I see people there. I think you can charge in about 30 minutes. I could be wrong, quickly. But yeah, I think you can charge in 30 minutes.
What do you do when you're charging? I guess that's an opportunity to just kind of look at your phone or I don't know.
I see people sitting in the car reading. I see people on their phones in the car. And, you know, sometimes in life, with as busy as our lives are, I would love to have the opportunity to have to just go somewhere and sit in the car and do nothing.
Just like, what are you talking about? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. The youths are doing it. It's like, they call it like raw dogging, which has a different connotation in many circles.
Right.
But when you say, like, I'm going to go on a plane or a train or a bus
and do nothing,
and I'm not going to read anything, I'm not going to watch anything, I'm not going to listen to anything, I'm just going to sit there in comfort and just in my own thoughts and kind of let my mind wander.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. That's a kind of a Zen mentality where you just let your mind, you kind of erase your mind, you free your mind, and that allows new thoughts to come in. So I would love the opportunity to have to just sit there in my car. But, you know, I like to take trips, and I'm not sure about having to worry about charging up on the trip. I think if you're, you know, if you're driving in the city, I think a Tesla or an electric car is a fine idea. But if you take road trips, it's a little more difficult, and you have to sort of plan out your stops. And, and then you get something to eat while you're charging your car.
Or, you know, you can just sit there and just zen out, try and reach enlightenment.
Totally. Yes, you know, and you hear that every time you reach enlightenment, you do hear that gong.
I've been waiting for months to use that. I'll leave this text for you. This text says, I saw a Tesla truck a few weeks ago and an 8-inch high white lettering across the back tailgate. It said Toyota.
I've heard that is happening.
People are debadging their Teslas because they don't want to.
Yeah, when I talk about Tesla, I'm just talking about the Tesla sedan, you know. But again, I'm telling you, man, those cars will pin you to the seat. They're fast. All right, if you've got a comment, you want to join our show this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the SOTA calendar, on this day in 2009, Cher's daughter Chastity Bono announced that she will undergo gender reassignment surgery to become a man. She was going to have a penis added to her body. Bono's legal transition was completed May 8th of 2010 when a California court granted his request for a gender and name change to Chaz Bono, legally now considered a man. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, in a new documentary that premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival a couple of days ago, Billy Idol says that in 1984 he nearly died of a heroin overdose. The documentary is titled Billy Idol Should Be Dead. Hey, wait a minute, that's my line. Man, how long have I been saying I should be dead based on the life that I've led? Anyway, maybe he stole it from me. Anyway, it's a great title. Billy Idol Should Be Dead. He said that he and his mates, his friends, they were all doing heroin, and they got the strongest heroin ever. He was just having big success after this song and some other songs had come out. And he said that everybody in the group did a line of this strong heroin, and they all nodded off. They just kind of passed out and fell asleep, except for him and his friend. The rest of the group passed out, but Billy Idol and his friend continued doing more heroin. He said, I was basically dying. I was turning blue. So they put me in an ice-cold bath, and I remember walking around the top of a building on the roof. And he said, I almost died. I remember interviewing Billy Idol. It was for a TV interview, and it was backstage at the Mississippi Gulf Coast Coliseum. And I'm telling you, Billy Idol must have had half of Peru packed up his nose. This would have been 1986. So he was doing coke, wasn't doing heroin, but he eventually quit doing drugs. And you have to, because you know you can't go on if you just continue to do drugs, because you're going to die. And I guarantee you that the Mick Jaggers and the Rod Stewarts and the Steven Tylers of the world, they would be dead if they continue doing drugs. All right, listen, exciting this weekend, the College Baseball World Series. We're going to have it right here on WWL. And LSU's first appearance is against the Arkansas Razorbacks. Both of these teams are the two teams favored to win the whole thing. So this is going to be quite a battle. So LSU takes on the Hogs Saturday, pregame at 5:30. The first pitch is at 6 o'clock. If LSU wins, they play Monday at 6 o'clock. If they lose, they play Monday at 1 o'clock. So you will hear every hit. You'll hear about every catch, every home run. This is LSU's 20th appearance in the College World Series, and is brought to you in part by our great sponsors, Cummins, First American Bank, Gary Lane Cadillac, Keefe's Heating and Air, and Louisiana Dental Center. It's all on WWL or live on the free Odyssey app, and go Tigers. I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to this NBA game tonight. All right. So there are people who think, and I'm one of them, that Donald Trump wants to be a king. He wants to be a dictator. He wants to call the shots, and at times he doesn't give a damn about the Constitution, doesn't give a damn about the law. And that is the reason for so many lawsuits and so many challenges to many of his moves. But so he doesn't care about those things. Also, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow, this military parade that is coinciding with his birthday. This is the epitome of the actions of a dictator. Dictators have military parades. I'm not making this up. I didn't create this military parade. It's to celebrate the 250th birthday of the Army. But it is purposely coinciding with Donald Trump's birthday. The parade is. And there will be protest against this parade. So there's this idea that Donald Trump wants to be king. And so the No Kings protests are happening all over the country this weekend. Happening, Saturday, I guess. Yeah, Saturday, June 14th. Well, that would be Sunday. Is Saturday, what is June 14th? You know, Ian?
Saturday's the 14th.
All right, Saturday's the 14th. So it's happening on Saturday. It's going to be in New Orleans at 2400 Decatur. Would that be Jackson Square?
No, that's Mandeville in Decatur. It's by the old coffee roastery there, kind of by
the
Crescent Park.
Coffee roastery by Crescent Park.
Yeah, like if you're going down Decatur, right, heading towards the Bywater, and you go past, you know, Esplanade and Elysian Fields,
right,
then like there's like Bubba's Produce is right there.
I know where that is. Yeah.
By the old roastery.
All right, so this No Kings protest in New Orleans is scheduled for that area around Crescent Park, 2400 Decatur, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. If you're going to participate, do it peacefully. Make a sign, express your opinion, but be peaceful about it. And I think the only thing that we have to worry about are agitators that might come in and try and do something stupid. But I don't know if that goes in New Orleans. There are other cities that are more prone to be disruptive.
I've been to a dozen of these things.
It's not going to happen.
It's almost all families. And
it's going to be
little
cool
old ladies. And look, I'm not trying to be, you know, derogatory or say anything bad about it, but it is. It's not that like exciting. It's not that dynamic of a crowd environment where there might be something that goes wrong or like somebody's going to punch a cop or something. Some speeches will be made.
Yeah.
Some chants, people will be wearing costumes and waving signs. And it, curiously, it's only, they end at Washington Square Park, which is like four blocks away. So they're going to be making like a little loop, I guess, do a little circle in the Marigny there. They're not going through the CBD. They're not going through the French Quarter. It's going to be entirely in a quiet residential neighborhood. Antifa's not going to be there.
I think it's going to be fine. But look, I mean, it's going to be loud. And I mean, people are going to be passionate. And the speeches are going to be very, very, very passionate. So, you know, people are into this. And, you know, if anybody wants to be a king, if anybody tries to act like they want to be a dictator in this country, Americans have a right to protest. And we should protest that. I mean, if it's not Trump, what if it's some other president that wants to act like a dictator? I mean, we should do all we can as a country to stop that. You know, but the stuff that's going on in Los Angeles, that's not going to repeat itself in New Orleans this weekend. But I just wanted to let you know where this is happening. But I support the idea of the No Kings protest because no president should be a king. We have a system in place, and no one president should try to change that. We'll be back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk with Bobby, Mike, and Steve coming up next. Thanks to everybody involved in the show. I thank you for being part of it. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.